Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 456. One step closer. Trust you guys had a great week. We're just back from what I think is one of the most magical places in the Southwest. That's Madera Canyon. Boy, did we have absolutely a marvelous week. Great bird photography. Trust you had the same. Back here at home, I see some more fawns drop while we're gone. We got a pair of twins bouncing around. It's kind of fun to see. Oh, my bird nests. I couldn't photograph a single one. They're all just not where I could photograph them. I've all fledged. So now we got little babies bopping around, which is kind of fun to see them in the feeders. Hummingbird nests. Boy, I tell you, it was hard. I could see them, but we couldn't get any. Yeah. Well, a couple of them we couldn't see. We just know where they were. So the kids are out. Hope you're making the most of your opportunities as best you can as well. It can be frustrating at times. I'm there with you. So we're moving into the dead of summer. Can be a hard time for shooting critters, but we keep giving it our best. This week's episode of the Moose Podcast is being recorded by Adobe Podcast Beta. Yeah, the podcast is in beta again. AI voice is not. Interesting process. Adobe Podcast Beta is doing the recording of the podcast and making the transcript, which you can find there on the blog post for the podcast on the website. Also, your favorite places to listen to them, like Spotify or YouTube, what have you. They're out there. Appreciate you guys taking time to send me comments. It's what it's all about. You know, the news this week's kind of quiet. There was a firmware update for the Z6 III, but it really wasn't any major update. It was just a little bit of change in communication between Nikon Creative Cloud and the camera. So it wasn't really something to write home for. So it was kind of quiet on the news front. Comes to book reading, I didn't get any done. I was up at 5 a.m. and wasn't done till 9 o'clock down there in the desert with the birds. God, hummingbirds, I tell you, they're so addicting. It's marvelous. Want to thank my good friends at Bedford, bedfords.com. They took care of not only myself, but a couple of folks there I had with me in Arizona getting to us products. That's because they have such a deep inventory with great prices. They've got such great service. And, you know, they can go to this, either any one of the 7 stores, the web, give them a call, walk on in, go click on the website. All those things are there. They're ready to help you any way they can with any product, anything you can think of. They're going to have it. They're going to help you get it and use it correctly. And they're going to have the best price. And after you check out, you get that 5% back from the Moose discount. Yeah, just tell them Moose sent you. And boom, you'll see that 5%. Really nice people. Really nice people. Salt of the earth. Bedford's Camera, Bedford's.com, Bedford's.com. Thanks for sponsoring, continuing to sponsor, and be the sponsor of the Moose Podcast. We all strive to take better photographs. Every time we go out, we try to take better photographs. When we look at our photographs back in the digital darkroom, we say, oh, that's a good shot, or that could be better. In either case, we go through the steps of saying, well, I know it could be better. How can I make it better? Just dropped a class on Kelby 1 on learning from your own files. There are a number of suggestions there of ways to learn from yourself, because I am convinced, in large part because of, you know, personal experience, that we can be our own best teachers if we listen to ourselves, which of course is one of the big challenges, right? Well, I'm here to tell you, one of the easiest, simplest, least expensive, most effective ways to take and capture and bring home better photographs is take one step closer. Now, you might have seen that podcast title and thought it was some metaphorical thing that we are one step closer to something, but I'm talking about literally when you put the camera to your eye, no matter the subject matter, no matter anything, body, lens, subject, location, when you put that camera to your eye, before you go click, 9 times out of 10, you can come back with a better photograph if you just take one step closer. I'm talking about literally placing the right foot in front of the left foot, or left foot in front of the right foot, however you want to do it, one step closer before you go click. And this sage old piece of advice, which is really old, goes way before me. And it was told to me more than once back in the day, is such a simplistic way of improving your photography. Just literally take one step closer. Not change lenses, not change exposure, not change aperture, not change where I'm holding the camera, nothing. Just literally just taking a step forward. Now, how can taking one step closer really make a difference to your photographs? Well, if you're asking that question, that's a great question. Well, let's just think about this for a second. You take one step closer. First thing that happens, which is the most obvious, is that the actual size of the subject will be a tad larger in the frame. And yeah, that can be a good thing. It's just a small little tad. And you have to keep in mind that so much of photography is just a collection of a bunch of small little insignificant things that when they're all added up, create the big drama. You know, not one big giant move, a bunch of small moves can make such a difference. And part of that philosophy is taking one step closer. Okay, so you take one step closer and now you have a slightly larger subject size. Now keep in mind, if you're shooting, let's say, a bison with a 300 millimeter lens, okay, and you are 100 yards out, one step closer isn't going to make it that much bigger. So you have to remember there are certain relationships here that you have to think and take in mind. If you are shooting macro, you physically can't take one step closer because then what? You're going to be smashing the bug. So you have to apply some common sense. But in generalities, taking that one step closer, yes, your subject will be a tad larger. But more important to that subject size, which a lot of people get really, really, really locked into and kind of almost get blinders to seeing just a large image size. More importantly is that a lot of the elements in the frame, I'm talking about a lot, especially distracting ones, will be eliminated by taking that step forward. That leaf, that twig, that finger, that shoulder, that piece of car, the other piece of an aircraft. It's just amazing how many distracting elements are instantly eliminated from our viewfinder and our photograph by taking one step closer. Hopefully you're saying, you got to be kidding me. Is that simple? Actually, kind of is. A lot of the best in ways of improving our photograph when it comes to techniques and it is the KISS theorem, keep it simple, stupid, that really simply wins the day. And just taking that one step closer has got to be one of the on the top of the list ways of doing it. Now, this advice had was passed on to me by my high school photo teacher long ago, and I always get really quite the giggle when I hear other of my peers when they're teaching do the same thing. Jay Mazel was, wow, he was really, he was, when he crit somebody's photograph, he would, he'd say, beep, 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 one step closer. And he would say that, you know, beep, 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 expletive, just take one step closer. And I remember one time sitting on a crit of, God, a lot of students, dozen or more. And seriously, 9 out of 10 times he said, oh, this would have been so much stronger if you just take a one step closer. Now, can this be coupled with other things like changing exposure, depth of focus, focal lengths? Of course, of course. All these techniques that I've talked about in all 455 previous podcasts can all be combined. And how you combine them is what? How you start defining and sharing your style of storytelling with the rest of us. If you take that one step closer, for example, and you decide to either A, close the aperture down one stop, or B, open it up one stop, by taking that one step closer, you can dramatically emphasize whether you increased your depth of focus or decreased your depth of focus. So that's one of the first natural things that kind of occur to the viewfinder. And what you're seeing when you take that one step closer is depth of focus. What's another thing? Another thing is where you put the subject in that frame. By getting one step closer, odds are if you are one of those who tends to put your subject in the center of the frame all the time, taking that one step closer, you'll start saying, oh, it's not comfortable there. It doesn't work there. All the elements in the frame don't support the subject now being in the center. And you'll come to that realization by literally just taking that one step closer. You're going to start putting it left or right, somewhere other than the frame than dead center. Now, if you just keep this in mind, if you start thinking about that, and when I go about trying to incorporate something new that I've heard, in this case, take one step closer as an example, I actually put a sticky red dot on the back of the viewfinder of my camera. So every time I put that camera to my eye, I see that red dot. And that red dot then reminds me, oh yeah, I want to do blah, blah, blah. And this case, take one step closer. Now, if you take one step closer and all of a sudden you say, this is too tight, keep in mind you have a couple of options. One is change the focal length of your lens. You'd be changing out a prime lens or zooming back with a zoom. That's one case. Another thing is you take that one step closer and you say, wow, this is too tight. You might take two steps back. Yeah. Improving your photography doesn't always mean getting closer. But taking that one step closer, all of a sudden you might say, wow, I now eliminated too many elements that are part of the story that I want to include. And now you might take one, two steps back, and then you might say, oh, wow, physically moving my feet has changed the way I am now relating to that subject, and I want to relate that subject to you, the viewer. But in either case, physically moving, that's all it takes. And can we take this one step further? Yeah, I almost made a bad pun. Sure we can. Rather than taking one step closer or one step backwards, what if we take one step to the right or one step to the left? What if we take a step to the right and then take a step closer or backwards? Now, I'm not suggesting you go out there and square dance when you're shooting, right? That would be kind of silly, okay? There's going to be times, and you know it for your own photography, where you're going to say, this could be stronger. and it just doesn't come apparent to you how you could go about making that story you're trying to tell stronger. And rather than going big pendulum swings of changing lenses, exposures, filters, just say to yourself, take one step closer. You folks have a great week. Stay cool and hydrated. That summer heat's coming. Some of us have already experienced it. Take care of that camera. If it starts getting warm, put it underneath a white towel. Our camera gear doesn't love extreme heat for extreme times. Take care. Make those shots. And make every click your story.